After you've given, open your Bibles, please, to Romans chapter 8. Romans chapter 8. And I'm going to continue a series we started a couple of weeks ago on spiritual groanings. Spiritual groanings. We talked about hunger, thirsting for the Lord. We talked about spiritual hunger pains, which are a groan. We talked about the groan of the Spirit of God through believers in intercession. Somebody say intercession. All right? That is, we pray and seek the face of God. Spirit of God flows through us with groanings, the Bible says, unto the Lord. There's a powerful principle here. I'm not building a doctrine, but I'm building a principle. Because the Bible tells us that Jesus groaned when he prayed. We're going to look at that in a moment to see what that's all about. But let's go to Romans 8, and I want to read some verses that will impact us, beginning with verse number 19. Let's back up to verse 16. The Spirit himself bears witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. And if children, then heirs, heirs of God, and joint heirs with Christ. If indeed we suffer with him, that we may also be glorified together. For I consider that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. Somebody say glory. Say, glory's being revealed in me. See, glory's the full nature of the Father. The Spirit, the presence, the anointing, the power. It's all the glory of the Lord. And so, there's glory which shall be revealed in us. Verse 19, for the earnest expectation of the creation eagerly waits for the revealing of the sons of God. Now, I want you to understand something, that all creation itself is looking forward to the day when Jesus returns and reveals the sons of God to the world. In other words, you and I coming back with him after the rapture and being revealed as the sons of God. It's like the Father suddenly introducing, here's my son. It's like when Joshua's little baby, Layla, was born, and even Lavelle, when they introduced him to everybody, it was with that big smile, here's my children. These are mine. And every time they're asked about how's the baby, a big smile comes across their face. Oh, she's just doing wonderful, beautiful, and on and on and on, all right? There's going to be a revealing of the Father from heaven to this earth where he's going to say, here, earth. He's going to say, hey, devil, look at my children. You couldn't conquer them. Come on, somebody. Devil, you couldn't overcome them. They're my children. You couldn't defeat them. They're my sons and my daughters. Amen. Hallelujah. I still feel that way about my own sons. Here they are. It doesn't matter how old they get, here they are. They're mine. They're my seed. And there's one day God's going to say to the world, hey, look, this is my seed. Come on, somebody. My children. Who believe me and trust me and walk with me. Yeah, amen. Let's go. I wasn't even going to preach that. For the whole creation was subject to futility, verse 20, not willingly, but because of him who subjected it in hope. Because the creation itself also will be delivered from the bondage of corruption into the glorious liberty of the children of God. Now, how many of you know liberty in Jesus? How many know freedom in the Spirit? How many of you know freedom from sin? I don't see a lot of hands waving back at me here. And I know a lot of you, most of you, probably all of us, probably some here this morning that are going to come to Jesus, but we have the glorious liberty of Jesus dwelling in us. We've got freedom. Amen? Because he whom the Son sets free is absolutely free. Say, I'm free.
I'm free.
All right? We're free. Now, watch, because the whole creation is going to be delivered from the bondage of corruption. In other words, a new heaven and a new earth. Somebody say, new heaven and new earth. All right? Delivered from the bondage of creation into the glorious liberty of the children of God. For we know that the whole creation groans and labors with birth pains together until now. And not only they, but we ourselves who have the first fruits of the Spirit. Even we ourselves groan within ourselves, eagerly waiting for the adoption, the redemption of our body. There's a groaning that's going on in creation for its day of redemption, its day of restoration. And there's a day, there's a groan that goes on in the spirit of the inner man for our own day of total redemption. To the point where these bodies don't become subject to the things of this earth anymore. Amen. A redemption. We have the redemption of the spirit. It's heaven. There's a full redemption we're going to realize when we go to be with the Lord. Hallelujah. When the rapture takes place, when the trumpet of the Lord sounds. Are you here this morning? You didn't go home on me, did you? The redemption, the full redemption of our salvation in heaven. We talked about that. We taught about that. But I want you to see this. Verse 24, for we were saved in this hope that is seen, in this hope, but hope that is seen is not hope. For why does one hope for what he sees? But if we hope for what we do not see, then we eagerly wait for it with perseverance. See, there's a groan of the Spirit of God inside of us. A groan is an earnest expectation. It's an intense anticipation of God. That's what a groan is about. And when you're praying, and you're praying in the Spirit of God, and there's a stirring and a moving and a groaning that comes forth by the Spirit of the Lord out of your inner man, it's because there's an intense expectation for the promise of God to be fulfilled. When I get down and pray, and I pray for souls, and I pray for people in our city that don't know Jesus yet, there's a stirring that happens inside of me by the Spirit of God. That's a Holy Ghost groan, which is an intense expectation that people will be saved and born again and brought to Jesus by the power of His blood. Hallelujah. You can't escape it. If you're going to be an intercessor, a prayer warrior of any kind, you can't escape that spiritual groaning that happens in our lives. Spiritual groaning that happens. Now look with me at the next verse, because this is very powerful. I want to pick it up here, and obviously I'm not going to finish this morning, but we'll get a jump at it. Verse 26 says, likewise. Everybody say, likewise.
Likewise.
Now, the likewise is in relationship to the fact that the whole earth groans, and that even we ourselves groan for the final redemption of our bodies. So Paul goes on to teach here in Romans, and he says, so likewise the Spirit. Everybody say, the Spirit. Elbow your neighbor and say, the Holy Spirit. So likewise, the Spirit also helps in our weaknesses or in our infirmities. For we do not know how to pray as we ought. Have you ever been in that situation where you've been on your face before God, you've been in your devotion time, you've been praying, and you just don't have any idea what to pray about? It seems like you've exhausted everything that there is to pray about, even though we probably haven't. But you get in that situation, and we just feel like, man, there's nothing else to pray about. But suddenly, the Spirit of God starts stirring something down deep inside of you. And sometimes you may not even know what you're praying about or who you're praying for, but you know there's an urgency of the Spirit of the Lord. That's a groaning. Because there's an urgency, folks. There's an urgency in our world today. There's an urgency to win people to Jesus Christ. Because we know, according to the Word of God, time that we know on this planet is short. It's short. The Bible even says the devil knows it's short. That's why he stirred up things in the world. But now watch this. Likewise, the Spirit also helps in our weaknesses, because we don't know what we should pray for as we ought. But the Spirit Himself. Everybody say, the Spirit Himself. The Spirit, the Holy Spirit, makes intercession for us. So in other words, the supernatural, the Spirit of God, comes into the natural and begins to stir up our spirit man, the Spirit who makes intercession for us, because he knows what the will of the Lord is. Hello, somebody. He knows what the will of the Lord is. Begins to stir us up. The supernatural comes into the natural, begins to make intercession for us or on our behalf. And he goes on to say, with groanings, somebody say groanings, which cannot be uttered. In other words, they cannot be expressed in words. There have been times when I've gone before the throne of God and I just wanted to tell the Lord everything. But then suddenly up out of my spirit man comes this anointing of God, the praying in the Spirit, praying in tongues, praying in the Holy Ghost, a stir that is so deep that I can't even articulate it, begins to come forth out of the spirit of my inner man. That is the Holy Spirit making intercession through you. Not only through you, but he makes intercession for you. Come on, somebody. And then uses you to make intercession for somebody else. And truly and typically, when he is flowing through you and making intercession for someone else, your needs will be taken care of, because the groan of the Spirit that comes forth is a groan for the victory of God. Come on, somebody. You got to hear this in your spirit when you pray. It's very important when you pray in the Spirit. The Holy Spirit prays with groanings which cannot be uttered. Now, listen to this really close, because the groanings of the Spirit are a supernatural work of the Holy Spirit. If you've ever gone to prayer and you feel like you don't have faith, when the Spirit of God begins to stir up inside of you, there is an automatic release of faith. There's a gift of faith that comes. There's an impartation of faith that comes by the Holy Spirit, because he starts stirring it up. Now watch this, because the groanings here in the Greek, it's really powerful. It has to do with a deep exhale, or exhale rather, or a sigh of the Spirit. Have you ever been in prayer with the Lord and just all of a sudden just felt this release? That exhale is the breath of the anointing of the Spirit of God that has been stirred up out of the groanings of the Spirit of the Lord. Or We could say it this way, the intentional and internal shaking or shifting of the heart. Whenever I found when the Spirit of God begins to pray through me with groanings which cannot be uttered or articulated, there's a shifting that's going on. There's something going to change. Come on, somebody. That's not going to be the way that it was before. I don't know if you're getting this or not. It's not going to be the same old status quo because the Spirit of God has stirred up something inside of you to pray for that's going to bring about a victory that you may not even know about yet. Come on, give the Lord praise. Hallelujah. We prayed for India today and for Andrew and his family. And there's a stirring in my spirit I felt when I was praying for them that I know supernaturally that when they return to the field from their itineration, that something mighty and supernatural is going to take place in the new area of India that they are going to minister in. I just sense it in my spirit, man. But there are times when God will stir that up and you don't know what's going on. You may be praying for a son or a daughter or a loved one or a family member. You may be praying and interceding for the pastor. You might be praying for his wife. You might be praying for something in your future that you're not even aware of yet or have revelation about yet. But the Spirit of God with groanings is stirring that up because he's getting you ready in faith for what he's going to do in the next hour or the next day or the next week. There's a groaning of the Spirit of God. See, that's why the earth is groaning, and the Bible says groaning with us for final redemption. Amen. Because it's groaning in relationship to what the promise of God is in the making of a new heaven and a new earth and the pouring out of the Spirit of God in these last days and the glory of God released on the church. There's a groaning of the spirits. Are you hearing this? Now watch. It goes even deeper because a victory is breaking forth. You see, it has to do with in the sigh, it also means to make a sigh or to be in straits. In other words, being in straits as a narrow area or what the Greek word says here is like a birth canal. A birth canal. A small place that's got to get this new life through it and bring it into existence. And in this groaning of the Spirit, into this to be in straits, is an inaudible groan of the Spirit to birth something supernatural into the natural. Are you hearing this? You know why a woman cries out and groans and screams when she's having a baby? She's pushing a life into this world to be exposed, come on somebody, to everything that's going on, the life that's been within, the life that comes forth. And when there's groans in the Spirit of God, there's something in the life of the Spirit that's being pushed and thrust out into the natural, a supernatural power of God that's being released into this realm. So that God can work in a way he's never worked before. Oh, come on, somebody. Every answer to prayer is birthed. Every cry out to God is a groaning that births something in the Spirit. And along with that comes a spirit of faith, a gift of faith, an impartation of faith. Yeah, Lord, I hit it. I sense it. I don't fully understand what's going on, but Father, it's there and it's coming forth in the name of Jesus. Anybody getting this? Elbow your neighbor and say, God's birthing something right now. He's birthing something. Now this is powerful because This groaning is the birthing forth of a victory. Here's what it indicates. This is the spiritual dimension it indicates. All right? It indicates an intimacy between believers and God through Jesus. And the Holy Spirit that births supernatural victory, or births from the seed of Jesus, the living word that's been planted inside of us. Amen. Are you getting this? Amen. It's because of intimacy. See, when we come to the house of the Lord to worship, it's not just to get our Holy Ghost goosebumps on. It's to step into a deeper intimacy with the Spirit of the Lord. Here I am. Lord, I know I could pray at home this morning, well, but I'm here to pray with the body of Christ. I'm here to worship with the body and the family, because together we're birthing something supernatural into this city and this county and this state. Hallelujah. We're birthing a move of God by the Spirit of the Lord. We're birthing healing. We're birthing deliverance. Come on, somebody. We're birthing salvation to people who need to be saved. We're birthing restoration of families. Amen. We're birthing together, because, see, the groan of the Spirit, the cry. Sometimes in worship, I just stand down here and I'll just say, oh God, oh God. Everybody's singing around me, but my spirit's going, oh Lord, something's coming forth. How many of you understand what I'm talking about? Lift your hands up. It's coming forth. An intimacy with the Father because of Jesus by the Holy Spirit. It's the word and the seed and the promise all working in us together. Now let's go to verse 27, because the Bible says, all right, likewise the Spirit helps our infirmities, because we do not know what to pray for as we ought. But the Spirit makes intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. And listen to this, verse 27, and He who searches the hearts knows what the mind of the Spirit is. He knows what the Spirit's saying. Hello, somebody. He knows what the Spirit, knows what the Father's saying. He knows what the Father wants to speak. He knows what the Father wants to say to your heart. It's going to be okay. He knows that what the Father wants to speak into your inner man, that says, I know you've believed for a while, but keep on believing. Come on, somebody. The Spirit knows the mind of God. He knows the mind, because He searches the hearts. And so He hears from the Father and He speaks. Jesus said the same thing. He said, I only say what my Father has told me to say. Amen. And He knows the situation. He knows what you've walked through. He knows if you've walked away. He knows if you've come back. He knows what's going on in your life. He sees in secret, the Bible says. In fact, He even said, those who seek Him in secret, He'll reward them openly, because He's the one who sees in secret. He'll reward. But there's a groan of the Spirit, because the Spirit's searching. Somebody say, the Spirit is searching. He knows the mind of the Spirit, because He makes intercession for the saints according to the will of God. He makes intercession. Well, I thank the Lord that He's making intercession for me. Because He knows. Come, somebody say, He knows me. He knows me. And He knows Now watch, this is a supernatural work of the Spirit. He knows what is breaking forth in the Spirit of God. He knows today what's happening in the Spirit of God. He knows what He's working in your inner man to break forth your victory today. He knows. Knows what the Father's saying. It's a supernatural work because He is our intercessor. Now listen to this real closely. Because intercession is to plead the case of another. Somebody say, thank you for the Holy Spirit. So when you pray in the Spirit of God in your heavenly language and you intercede before the throne of God and there's a groaning that comes forth out of the spirit of your inner man, you are literally praying the will of God into existence. Literally praying the will of God into existence. All right? Because He pleads for us. He confesses. He entreats with favor. Because He knows the plan, He knows the promise, He knows the provision. Come on, somebody. He knows it. So the Spirit, now I'm going to have to wrap it up here, but the Spirit, we'll catch the rest next week, but the Spirit's groaning. The earth is groaning. There's a shaking and a shifting going on in your life. In a couple of weeks, I'm going to start a series on shaking and shifting, because that's our theme of prayer for this year, shake the heavens, and I haven't even got to it yet. But shake the heavens. But the Spirit knows the urgency. How many of you sense an urgency in the spirit of your own inner man? There's an urgency. And it's not just an urgency for your own stuff. It's not just an urgency for your own healing or deliverance or provision. It's an urgency in the Spirit of the season and the time. And the fact that when you pray and intercede, there's supernatural things being birthed into the natural. Some of those are for you. A lot of it's for the kingdom of God, for the body of Christ. But you're birthing it. It's coming forth. Somebody say it's coming forth. Say the supernatural is breaking forth into the natural through my intercession, through my worship, through my prayer in the name of Jesus. I want you to stand all over the house. Oh God, oh God, the whole creation is groaning, Father, with us, with the children of God, and the Spirit Himself is groaning with intense anticipation, with intense expectation, with ardent desire, Father, with depths of faith. The Spirit is stirring and groaning for the children of men, for the sons of God. I thank You, Father, because You're bringing into the natural the supernatural power of God. Just like You did last Sunday, Father, when the glory fell in this house and miracle after miracle after miracle took place, You are doing the same thing right now, today, because the Spirit's saying, I know where you're at. I know the enemy tries to attack you with unbelief. I know the devil tries to come at your mind. I know that. But keep believing, keep trusting, keep praying, keep groaning in the Spirit, because the supernatural's coming forth into the natural. Hallelujah. Your children that you thought would never serve God are going to serve the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. The struggle in your relationship that the Lord knows about, that the devil's trying to put his thumb on, The Spirit of God is saying, keep on believing. Keep on loving me. Keep on standing together. Keep on seeking the Lord, because you will be healed. You will be restored. It will be better than it was before. Come on, somebody. Come on, give the Lord praise.